Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Are sanctions working to pressure Russia to back off from its aggression in Ukraine? European War asks, all these sanctions, are they going to lead to a better day? Right now, Reuters is reporting, right now, Russian state oil revenues fall 40% on sanctions. Also, tanker owners post record profits, traders and bankers say. Also, India, China get cheaper oil. Putting these three things together is my colleague Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, who's been my guide on these matters for some time. Right now, what's changed since Michael and I last spoke, happily, a week past, is that there is a new cap on refined products out of Russia. Refined products would be diesel fuel, jet fuel, and heavy oil products necessary for industry. However, this adds to the opportunity for traders and tanker owners, and especially India. How that happens is Michael's explanation. Good evening, Michael. This is exactly as you said. Russia is going to lose money and everybody else is going to gain money. How is it that India and China are benefiting from this?
The sanctions are designed in a very brilliant way, that the total oil output available to the world, to all countries, including the developing countries, does not decline much. Because Russian oil, Russian crude oil, under the cap of $60 per barrel, crude oil is being resold to the third world countries, mostly China, India, and Turkey. They open new refineries. India is, because of this, is industrializing very rapidly because the refined oil products are a very high value-added product, and this is good for their economic development. They sell now diesel to the United States. The United States is buying diesel fuel, jet fuel, and European countries from India produced from Russian oil under the discount, under the cap that is imposed on Russia. So everyone benefits, customers benefit, consumers around the world benefit, developing countries benefit because they produce new industrial products, and even Russian workers benefit because Russian crude oil production will decline by, they said, 8.7%, but not by 15 or 20%. So people won't get unemployed. They sell oil discount. Who suffers? The Russian government. The Russian capacity to continue war, because with all this, in all this situation, they have to sell oil at discount, at lower prices, barely covering the cost, and the Russian budget loses and everyone else wins.
And the India traders, that also explains why the tanker owners, that explains Greece. That's where the tankers are registered. So Greece is making money, though it's not really reselling oil, it's renting its tankers. India's making money. Private enterprise is making money. China's getting cheaper refined products. So is everybody else in the world. Everybody wins but Russia. Now, the suggestion here is, can they keep this up indefinitely, Russia? It's already reported badly hit their budget, correct?
Oh, it badly hit their budget. Their budget is their budget deficit is projected to be this year, 2023, to rise to 5% of GDP, and they cannot obtain foreign financing because it is under sanctions. So they have to print money, which will eventually produce high inflation. So it is bad for the Russian government. At the moment, the problem is that this oil refined products will not find as much substitution on the world market. South Korea just refused to purchase them. They don't need them. India doesn't need them because India produces its own from Russian crude oil. So the situation is different for refined products, and that's where Russia will lose on this most latest embargo and price cap on the oil refined products, such as diesel fuel and jet fuel and other petroleum products.
So people are taking Russia crude and selling refined products. Russia can't find as easy an opportunity to sell its refined products. And therefore, has it slowed its refineries? Is it storing it?
Yeah, the Russians, the fear was initially several months ago, the fear was that they will have to conserve their oil wells. No, because everyone is buying Russian oil at discount. Moreover, the European Union now made a couple of clarifications that blended oil can be sold. So if they mix the Russian crude oil with some produced in other countries, it's all right. So, and all refined products which are made out of Russian oil are available on the world market. The sanctions do not apply to them. So now the Russians will not conserve their oil wells. Oil will be produced, but refineries will suffer because they don't need this Russian oil will go to the world market, but Russian refined products will have difficulty finding customers. The problem is that maybe the price cap $100 for per barrel of diesel, per barrel of jet fuel is too high. So if it is set like 85 or 90, then there will be an opportunity to buy and sell. Then there will be this middleman that will be reselling it to the world market. That can be advised.
Quickly, President Putin is unhappy with the central banker, Governor Elvira Nabiullina. He wants the rates cut more. And according to this report, the central banker is resisting. She says that there's very little, rates have little room to fall. This is a non-convertible currency that he wants rates cut on. Is there inflation in Russia now, Michael? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, there is a high inflation. The inflation is now 14%, which is high by Russian historical standards for the last several years. The Russian government has already, of course, rejected all those news and said that there is no dispute between the central bank and the government about that. But generally, the government wants, of course, a looser monetary policy and lower interest rates because the Russian government has problem paying interest on its debt because of the budget deficit.
And therefore, he is obliging the central bank to cut rates. Now, eventually, the inflation has to come out somewhere into the future. Maybe wheelbarrow size inflation? How big could it be on the other side of the war?
Eventually, the inflation will come out. It always comes with a lag after the money supply increases. Now the money supply has increased at 24-26%, the measure M2. So generally, we would expect that several months from now, 9 months, 10 months from now, inflation will catch up.
The situation on the sanctions, there for crude oil is in place, for refined products in place. Russia can't find buyers. Michael, the sanctions regime have thought of everything. Do you see any hole in this fence? We have about a minute.
Well, actually, the export sanctions, the sanctions on Russian oil and on Russian petroleum products are much more important than previous sanctions on imports, because imports can be substituted. Imports can be brought into Russia at higher prices, paying the middleman. But the budget loses because of the price caps and because the Russians have to sell everything at discount.
And as we go forward, are there more sanctions that we haven't met yet, or we just need to let time pass for these sanctions to bite further into their prosperity?
Well, there may be some sanctions here and there to trim at the margins, but generally the export sanctions are now discussed on Russian aluminum, on Russian metals, so there is some room. But generally, the big chunk of sanctions is done, and they will start working through the system.
Michael Bernstein, my guide on the Russian economy, especially the extraction services, a.k.a. oil and natural gas. In these many months, we're coming to a year since Michael first introduced me to this topic, and it continues to fascinate me, though I have to catch up with Michael each week because it's hard to hold in my mind. Right now, People are making money. Everybody but Russia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Powell.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.